The king is dead, and I'm pulling his son into the woods before his head joins his father's on the palace's flagpole. My mind is numb. Screams and the clashing of blades echo in the air, which is thick with the copper stench of blood. The palace courtyard before us is a killing field, with Bishop Bahir's red-clad holy guards butchering the royal court. Minutes ago, Prince William, Luca, Trace, and I were all in Questioner Calvin's dungeon, where a pair of young girls had implicated Trace in smuggling whispers to Everett, a serious accusation that threatened to lead to accurate questions about Trace's loyalties. Minutes ago, I was fearing for Trace's life. And then, within the time it takes to slice a sword through flesh, none of that mattered anymore. Prince Will of Dancil pulls back against my grip. Wait! King Firehorn is dead, I tell him again, my heart pounding. The sooner I can get Will to safety, the sooner I can return for my sister Leif, who's still caught in the besieged palace. It's a coup! Bishop Bahir is taking the palace by force, and you need to move. Will twists about, blood draining from his face as he sees the bloody head I wanted to protect him from. Father, we've no time for this. Trace grabs the back of the prince's tunic and drags him around to the back of the palace, toward the north wood that's to be our refuge. Considering who Trace truly is, the long-believed dead Prince Rune of Everett, masquerading as a guardsman of the Dancil King, Trace's commitment to protecting Will even now was interesting. Everett and Dancil are at war over Cilthia, a piece of land that Everett captured 24 years ago. But this attack is not Everett's doing at all. While Dancil was focused on Everett, Bishop Bahir and his Order of the Goddess following have been infiltrating the Dancil court, seizing power, allying with the Viva Cilthia terrormongers to get us to this day. Luca, Calvin, and the girls, Alexa and Jasmine, are at the North Wood already, moving in deeper when they see us coming. We make an odd crew, but there is no time to choose company when a coup strikes. Cold wind and sunlight whip our faces, beech and ash branches reaching out to snag our clothing. Pushing my way to the head of the group, I take the lead to guide them on the path of best concealment. A trained scout, I've spent enough time here in the persona of Cal, a male guard trainee, to know the woods inside and out. In there, I say, pointing to a tight cluster of trees where long-needled firs drip their branches low and thick. The group obeys, and a few heartbeats later, we enter the small, covered clearing. Calvin and the girls are breathing hard, the older man bracing his hand against a tree trunk for balance. Good enough. Turning away from them, I creep back toward the thick branches, pushing the needles aside carefully to survey my return path. I'll have to move quickly if I'm to make it to Leif in time.
You can't go back now, Cal, if that's what you are contemplating,
Trace says behind me.
Not for anyone.
Trace's sister Raza is still in the palace, I realize. Will's sister Violet, too. She's somewhere in Delta. I'm not the only one with a beloved sibling still inside the slaughter. But I will be the one going back. The others can make their own choices. Let them catch their breath, then keep going, I murmur over my shoulder. I'll catch up. Trace's iron grip clamps onto my shoulder.
I said no. It's suicide.
I twist toward him with a snarl. I wasn't asking you, Trace. Let go. He doesn't. Blood rushes to my face, my muscles pulsing with rage. Twisting free from Trace's hand, I break through the fir branches and sprint back toward the palace. Images of what the Holy Guard could do to my Whisperer sister overlap with promises of what I'll do to Trace for wasting precious seconds. I pray to the stars that Leif hid in the passage below our suite. If she had enough warning. If she moved quickly enough. If she was in the room at all. If the passage wasn't compromised. Too many ifs. A body slams into me from behind, forcing me face first into the ground. Dirt and twigs grind into my skin, sliding into my mouth and nose as I gasp against the weight now on top of me. Trace's familiar musky scent identifies my attacker, even before he speaks roughly into my ear.
You can't go back for her now. You won't make it 10 steps before the Holy Guard cuts you down. And if you do, you won't make it out. The best thing Leif can do now is hide or surrender, not race through battlegrounds with you.
I buck under his weight, glaring between the trees toward where I know the palace stands.
Not your call. It is when you can't think for yourself.